These things go, and once you clear Warrenton Road heading up to Centerport Parkway, things do open up, and then the ride on northbound 95 heading all the way up to Springfield and beyond to the north is clear. There are no delays on the southbound side of 95 south of Springfield past the Fredericksburg area. Multiple work zones have cleared on the beltway between the American Legion Bridge and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and everything running fine in Maryland to both Montgomery County and Prince George's County, with the one work zone in Montgomery County near River Road where two left lanes are blocked, not causing any delay. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Tracking the next weathermaker, expect a little bit of rain here for your morning hours. Isolated showers early, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush. And temperatures starting out between 53 and 58 degrees this morning, reaching into the upper 60s to mid 70s for the afternoon. Not bad at all. Northwesterly wind with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour, so that rain lasting mainly the morning rush, with skies turning partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather
61
Center.
61 Fort Belvoir, you rake it up to 60, Foggy Bottom, 57 Silver Spring, 59 and holding in our nation's capital at 459. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Wednesday morning. Nadine Lane. Coming up the 5 o'clock hour for you on WTOP. A foreign aid package with billions for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan heads to the president's desk after being passed by the Senate late last night. The latest plan on the table to prevent teens from causing chaos at National Harbor.
Do you know what smishing is? Well, Virginia and the FBI say you need to if you use toll roads. I'm Mike Marilla.
Right now, it's salvage and recovery, but what about the future of the Key Bridge in Baltimore? I'm Kate Ryan.
Wall Street begins on an up note. Asian stocks have done well this morning. It's 5 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Senators on Capitol Hill stayed up late to pass a foreign aid bill that will send billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine and Israel, as well as humanitarian assistance for Gaza. President Biden's promised to sign the legislation as soon as it crosses his desk today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Tonight, we make Vladimir Putin regret the day he questioned American resolve.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville voted against it.
The war in Ukraine is a stalemate, has been for a while. Pouring more money into Ukraine coffers will only prolong the conflict and lead to more loss of life.
A New York college has just extended a midnight deadline, giving pro-Palestinian protesters another 48 hours to remove their campus encampment. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Another night of protests at Columbia University and at other schools nationwide by students who have set up encampments, ignoring demands to leave. Today, Columbia's Senate could vote on a resolution censuring the school's president after faculty expressed alarm at her decision to enable the arrest of student protesters in recent days.
And it's obviously really devastating to see like so many students getting hurt and being arrested.
I'm kind of confused because, being here at Columbia, I have so much work.
The Ivy League school has now switched to remote learning for the rest of the semester.
The Supreme Court hears a case today that'll determine when doctors can perform abortions in states that enacted bans after the high court overturned Roe v. Wade. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
If there's an emergency, it is said that these women might need an abortion in the Idaho facilities. And Idaho is saying its laws take precedent over the federal law.
The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, took the stand again at former President Trump's criminal trial and discussed a meeting with Mr. Trump and his former fixer, Michael Cohen. CBS's Robert Costa from New York.
He told them, "I would be your eyes and ears explaining the practice of catch and kill. The Enquirer would buy the rights to any damaging story about Trump and never publish it."
New analysis on how many people on Medicare could be covered for a popular weight loss drug. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for public health for the Kaiser Family Foundation's Health News.
KFF estimates that about 7% of Medicare beneficiaries, or about 3.6 million people, have cardiovascular disease and obesity and could be eligible for Medicare to cover Wegovy.
Last month, the FDA approved it to reduce heart attacks and strokes. S&P futures up 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Wednesday, April 24th. We're at 59 degrees. Have some light rain in spots this morning, going up to the mid-70s. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story, a new plan would ban teenagers from National Harbor on weekend evenings and nights if they don't have an adult with them. WTOP's Valerie Bonk reports there's now an emergency bill before Prince George's County Council to address ongoing problems in that area.
We really just can't have it.
Councilmember Jolene Ivey told WTOP that juvenile crime in the area is getting out of control.
We really need to get a handle on these teenagers, for the most part, who are just running wild in commercial areas.
A new bill introduced would prohibit unaccompanied juveniles at National Harbor from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. Fridays through Sundays. She said that the bill would also include a fine for parents.
If someone tries to drop them off, they won't be allowed to. If parents won't come get them, there is possible fines.
She said that the council is expected to vote on the bill next week. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
If you drive on toll roads, you may be targeted by a growing type of scam. WTOP's Mike Morello says it's called smishing.
Phishing uses websites and emails to scam you, but with smishing, it's text messages that are used.
They're focusing on, hey, you've got an unpaid toll with this toll facility, and please hit this link before it escalates.
With the link, scammers will try to get your personal information and, more importantly, your money, says David Caudill, who heads tolling operations for the Virginia Department of Transportation. He says while real toll providers use text messages,
we don't have an embedded link.
So far, the scheme hasn't targeted Virginia toll road drivers, but the FBI says more than 2,000 cases of the scam have been reported in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. Caudill says when in doubt, go to Virginia's page for tolls.
Toll roads in Virginia, all spelled out, .com.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can see an example of the scam text at WTOP.com.
The quality of the air we breathe in this area is among the worst in the country. That's the finding of a new report, and WTOP's Sandra Jones has details.
The report breaks down our exposure to the amount of clean air days, particle pollution, and unhealthy levels of ozone air pollution. The results?
Unfortunately, what we see in the DMV area, we're still not doing that great. You know, ozone smog, we're still in F grade. We're still seeing a C grade for pollution. Now, that being said, we're doing better than we did do in the past.
Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association points out how the Canadian wildfires may be to blame for last year's unhealthy air quality.
We saw a number of wildfires over the summer and the spring, which pushed a lot of particle pollution down the mid-Atlantic into our area. And on certain days, you could see it outside, that it was very dense.
The D.C. region ranked the second worst in the country for bad air quality. Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
Pledges to rebuild after the Baltimore Bridge collapse have come from the governor all the way up to the president. In a WTOP exclusive, our Kate Ryan talks to the man in charge of the Port of Baltimore about progress from his vantage point.
It's possible to see what remains of Baltimore's Key Bridge, along with the cargo ship that struck it, from the Maryland Port Administration's offices in Baltimore. Jonathan Daniels is the executive director of the agency.
The importance of the bridge, not only the port operation, but for the movement of goods north and south, it cannot be overstated.
While there's good news about the channels being opened in phases, a 35-foot deep channel should open this week, and a 50-foot channel is planned to open by the end of May, Daniels said the loss of the bridge does have an impact on traffic generated by the port.
You have 39,000 vehicle movements on a daily basis.
Like Maryland Governor Wes Moore, Daniels is optimistic about the construction of a new bridge and the future of the Port of Baltimore. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
D.C. remains a leader in green. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
We'll bring you traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
The Baltimore D.C. Metro Building Trades Council invites you to a memorial mass for workers who were killed or injured on the job this International Workers' Memorial Day, Thursday, April 25th. All are invited to honor those who were hurt or lost on the job site. The Building Trades Workers' Memorial Day Mass is Thursday, April 25th at St. Camillus Catholic Church in Silver Spring at 5 p.m. For more info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
It's 5:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's go to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, we've got some late clearing road work on northbound 95 in Virginia that is going to be the reason for the delays that you are seeing through Fredericksburg. At points, it is just a single left lane getting you by after 17 in Falmouth. So that's going to be the delay that you see northbound after Route 3 crossing the Occoquan headed past 17. After that, it looks good into Springfield onto 395 to and across the 14th Street Bridge. You'll also find eastbound and westbound 66 running well in Maryland, southbound 270. That's at speed from Urbana headed to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in good shape between the Beltways. While inside the Beltway, both 50 and the BW Parkway running well, whether you're heading on to New York Avenue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel or onto DC 295 headed to the 11th Street Bridge, I-295 to the bridge looks good. No problems along the Suitland Parkway right now from Silver Hill Road to and across the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street, and no problems on the Beltway in either direction through both Maryland and Virginia. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Fairly comfortable this morning with temperatures in the 50s. A few passing showers may move through this morning, but very limited moisture. Nonetheless, just be prepared to dodge a drop or two. After that, we'll look for breezy conditions to persist into the afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s. Could be a bit warmer even than yesterday as some sunshine breaks on through. Now into the evening, those winds will start to calm down. Temperatures will go in the 40s. We'll look for a chilly start to your Thursday. And then by afternoon, only near 60 degrees or so. Mid-60s, though, for the day on Friday, looking nice. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are seeing some pockets of moderate rain south of Stafford right now in Virginia. In Maryland, you might be seeing some light rain in parts of Charles and Prince George's counties. It's 58 degrees in College Park, 58 in Fairfax, 60 on the National Mall, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
It is 5:10. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Tesla's income was down 55% in the first quarter compared to the same time last year, but its stock price surged in after-hours trading yesterday after the company said it would accelerate its production of new, more affordable vehicles. The smaller models apparently include a car that's expected to cost around $25,000 to be built on the same manufacturing lines as Tesla's current products. CEO Elon Musk says he expects production to start in the second half of next year, if not late this year.
When it comes to environmentally friendly cities, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says D.C. is a leader.
CNBC's list of greenest cities based on environmental policies, energy use, and sustainability ranks D.C. number 2, right behind Portland. When compared to states, D.C. is at the top of the list for LEED certified buildings per capita.
And LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Almost 1,200 buildings in the district have earned that certification.
Coming up on WTOP, a counselor at a local middle school now charged with assaulting an 11-year-old student. 5:11.
Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, a family value since 1955.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
More, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening 2 brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles, bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, MyBob's.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's 2 brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Coming up, a Republican who was planning a political comeback now says, never mind. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It is 5:15.
A middle school counselor in Fairfax County is charged with assaulting a student. Detectives from the County Police Child Abuse Squad were called last week to investigate a reported incident at Glasgow Middle School in Lincolnia. They determined an 11-year-old student called the counselor a derogatory name and that the counselor then headbutted the student and carried him out of the cafeteria. The counselor, 44-year-old Craig Small of Lorton, is charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. He's been a counselor at the school since August of 2021.
A woman whose life was upended by domestic abuse is sharing her story with WTOP's Jimmy Alexander, including how she got help. It comes as we mark National Crime Victims' Rights Week.
My first incident, my face was beaten and my jaw was shifted.
Valisa DaCosta still struggles with how her ex-boyfriend's abuse affected everyone in the family.
My children's lives was threatened to the point to where my children had to be placed away from me.
Valisa says she desperately needed help, and that's what she got from the U.S. Attorney's Office, thanks to their Victim Service Division.
Assist victims and witnesses with emergency housing, relocation.
Sean Slade is a victim witness program specialist, and his cousin is a domestic abuse survivor.
When he took her back to his house and ended up shooting her, I want to say like 7 times, at point blank range.
Jimmy Alexander, WTOP News.
For many years, the U.S. has had a military presence in the West African country of Niger to keep a lid on terrorists. But that could change soon. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green has details.
Some say this is a blow to the U.S. and its ability to stage military operations in West Africa.
We can confirm that discussions have begun between the United States and Niger for the orderly withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder explains how it would work.
In the near future, the Department of Defense will provide a small delegation from the Pentagon and U.S. Africa Command to participate in those discussions.
The military in Niger is now under the thumb of a ruling military junta, which incidentally changed its mind about a U.S. presence after Russian influence from Yevgeny Prigozhin and his Wagner group moved into the region. J.J. Green, WTOP News.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP.
We're getting reaction to the Senate's late-night approval of a massive foreign aid bill that will help several countries, including Ukraine.
Teenagers under 18 may soon be banned from National Harbor at certain times if they're not with an adult.
When can doctors provide emergency abortions in states with strict bans? The Supreme Court will consider that question today.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Marlowe Furniture. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. For a limited time, save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit marlowefurniture.com for locations and hours. It's 518. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's check that early commute with Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
And where you're going to find the delays on that early commute is going to be northbound 95 trying to get through Fredericksburg. The work late to clear. It looked like they were picking up some cones in the area, but the overnight work in the area of 17 in Fredericksburg had only a single left lane getting by. So you were still at a crawl right now after Route 3 crossing the Rappahannock trying to make your way past 17. Now, again, this work was supposed to clear around 5 this morning. So they may be late in clearing it, and they're trying to pick up some cones in the area. After that, it looks good crossing the Occoquan into Springfield onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Eastbound and westbound, 66 running well. No problems along the George Washington Parkway. Updating the situation on eastbound 50 in the area of 3 and 301 in Bowie. There'd been an overnight wreck there. The tow truck came to the scene to remove some of the vehicles. So they temporarily stopped traffic. All traffic is flowing there now, eastbound 50 in Bowie. But if you were stopped or just starting to get going right now, that's the reason why you were stopped. They were trying to get some vehicles out of the way from an earlier wreck. After you get through there, everything looks good. Crossing the Severn River Bridge and getting onto the Bay Bridge, no problems on the Bay Bridge in either direction. Inside the Beltway, 50 in the BW Parkway at speed, headed into the district, whether you're getting onto New York Avenue, all the way to the 3rd Street Tunnel, or onto I-290, or onto DC 295 to the 11th Street Bridge. I-295 also looks good from the Beltway to the bridge. No issues reported along the inbound Suitland Parkway, trying to make your way from Branch Avenue headed to and across the Douglas Bridge. If you're on the Beltway, inner and outer loop running well through both Maryland and Virginia with no reported issues. Who works hard every day to keep energy affordable, reliable, and sustainable for their customers? It's how they deliver more than energy. Learn more at pepco.com/more than energy. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff. Good morning. I got some breezes this morning as I was walking to my car. Very breezy and cool.
Yeah, we're looking at some breezes today, Michelle, in addition to a few little rain showers that are pushing across our area right now. This is a cold front that is traversing the DMV. Right now, the best shot for some showers looks to be down to our south and east from Waldorf, La Plata, down through across the 301 Nice Bridge and down into, like, let's say, Fredericksburg, Northern Neck area. Basically 95 south and east. That's where we're seeing the best shot for some showers here this morning for the next hour or two. Now, into the mid-morning, we could... can't rule out another sprinkle or shower, but most of the action will start to taper off as the sun comes up. And then we'll just look for those breezes to continue. Temperatures will actually climb milder than yesterday. Yesterday, 72. I think we could be in the mid-70s this afternoon before it's all said and done, but it will be a bit windy at times as those breezes do blow across the area. As we head through the overnight hours, temperatures will get cool again. We're back in the 40s with scattered clouds around. Another chilly start to the day tomorrow. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. It's not going to be the prettiest of days and honestly cooler. Highs only near about 60 degrees. Mid to upper 60s as we head to your Friday with the partly to mostly sunny skies. The weekend starts off a little cooler with some clouds on Saturday, still in the 60s, but by Sunday we could be back in the 80s for a couple of days. So if you like the really, really warm weather, just hang in there. It's just a couple days removed. Right now, 55 currently in Frederick. It is 59 in Bowie, 61, very mild right now, in Quantico.
Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
And coming up, harsh words about the movie industry from a funny man who made it big on TV. It's 522.
Serta Pro Painters knows how important your home is to you. That's why they're focused on helping you bring a fresh color to your home. That's exactly what they did with mine. This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. And let me tell you, when you choose Serta Pro Painters, you're not just choosing a service. You're choosing a partner in making your house your home. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
It can be difficult to sell or scrap an unneeded vehicle that reminds us of a cherished loved one. Have you considered donating it to Melwood in memory of someone special? Your donation will support Melwood's job training programs for people with disabilities in your community. Carrying on your loved one's legacy in a meaningful way, and it's free, fast, and easy. Learn more at 1-877-MEL-WOOD or visit melwood.org/radio.
Maintaining a home shouldn't mean constant worry or frequent ladder climbs to clean out your gutters. Embrace the peace of mind Gutter Helmet Gutter Protection can provide, eliminating the gutter maintenance hassle while keeping your home protected year-round from costly damage caused by failing gutters. Ensure your home grows in value with Gutter Helmet, not destroyed by repair cost. Call Gutter Helmet for a free estimate and save 18%. Call 8885-HELMET or schedule online at lednorhome.com. That's LEDNOR home.com. Or 8885-HELMET.
This is WTOP News.
5:23, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Former Congressman George Santos is dropping his long-shot bid to return to Congress. Santos made the announcement in a post on X. The Republican was expelled from the House in December while facing a slew of federal fraud charges. Then he decided to run as an independent for the 1st Congressional District seat in New York. But the disgraced former congressman's campaign committee reported no fundraising or expenditures in March, raising speculation that his campaign was a no-go.
A former TV star is slamming the movie business.
Jerry Seinfeld may be known for his show about nothing and decades of stand-up comedy.
State flag of Florida should be just a steering wheel with a hat and two knuckles on it.
But next month, he's making his directorial debut on a comedy about the making of Pop-Tarts called Unfrosted.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
He also stars in the film alongside the likes of Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, and Amy Schumer. And yet, Seinfeld tells GQ the movie business is over, saying our society doesn't watch or talk about him like we used to. Well, here's hoping people watch his movie. Unfrosted is out on Netflix May 3rd. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In what state do America's biggest bagel lovers live? If you think it's New York, well, think again. A new survey finds people in Hawaii eat more bagels than people in any other state. The average resident there chows down on 140 bagels a year. Maryland comes in fourth place behind Utah in second place, Kansas in third. The survey by Betway finds on average Americans eat about 85 bagels a year. I don't know if I eat 85 bagels a year.
I think I do.
About that. You think
yeah,
you do?
I think so.
Okay. The top three flavors in the U.S., can you guess those? Cinnamon raisin,
okay.
Blueberry, and plain.
I like salt when I can get them, but they're hard to find.
Yeah, they are.